guys, welcome back to Young Americans. This is Rhea.
This is Jordan.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Terry. And we're four students studying abroad in Cortona, Italy for the fall semester. This is my third time and some of y'all's second time back here at the station, so thanks for having us. Today we have a list of songs prepared by the one and only Madison.
That's right. It is a playlist of 70s and 80s music, and our first song up is called I Love Rock and Roll by Jonah Jett.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Madison, thanks for kicking us off with that great song. So the four of us just got back from an excursion in Florence, and so we just thought we'd talk a little bit about that, maybe some of our favorites. Anyone?
I will start off. My least favorite was the bug bites. They
thanks
got
to Jordan.
So swollen. Yes, thanks to Jordan. I got one on my eye, and it swelled. It looked like someone punched me in the face.
I did in your sleep, Madison.
Oh.
Yeah, so Jordan, apparently, the bugs love her.
Yes, and I had to sleep beside her, so they just went from her to me.
It was a privilege you got to sleep beside me.
I think one time she counted and she had over 20 bug bites, just from the time we were, like, in Venice. They really seem to like her.
They do.
Wonder why.
Anyway, this next song, Play That Funky Music, Madison?
Is by Wild Cherry. It's a good summer song, and I just really enjoy it.
Yeah.
guys, and now we're back. And my name is Terry again, and I want to talk about my favorite brewery in Florence because I love beer, and it was called BrewDog. And while we were there at BrewDog, we met a guy named Nick Jonas, and it wasn't the Jonas Brothers, but his name was the same. Yeah,
and his name was Nick Joe Jonas.
So he was like two and one. My favorite part has got to be the club space. If you're ever in Florence, you should definitely check it out. They do little confetti streamers and everything. I actually got hit in the nose by one. And even though that happened, we kept the night going, and it was the best night ever. No, that was not it. She definitely was complaining about something hitting her nose, and her eyes was tearing up, though. Hey, I kept dancing, though. You're right. You party at all.
Yeah, we all had fun. I had a couple favorite parts of Florence. I loved all the art by Michelangelo, Donatello. Those are really cool. And I also loved this gelato place called La Caraya. It was amazing. And now to throw it to Madison for the next song.
Okay, this next song has a special place in my heart. It is called Carry On, My Wayward Son. And we went on a road trip a few summers back. And we went to Columbus, Georgia. And my dad played this single song for 6 hours straight. Even through like Atlanta rush hour traffic, he was blaring it. And so every time I hear this song, I cannot help but laugh because I think of it.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on, my wayward son.
Lay your
So next we have a question that's come up in a couple of our conversations. Who would you guys have dinner with, living or dead, if you could, with anyone?
Oh, so mine would be Taylor Swift, because I love to write music and poems, and I think she's an incredible writer, and I wouldn't mind sitting down with her and play the guitar and just write music.
So mine would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or if any of you guys know her as RBG. She's a Supreme Court justice, and she worked for the ACLU, and she just did a lot for women's equality and women's rights in the workplace.
Mine would be my great-grandmother. Sadly, I never got to meet her, but she was a really cool potter. Her and my great-granddad had a studio in their basement, and they just seemed like really cool artists that I would bond with and really want to get to know.
Mine would definitely be Prince. Just from a fashion standpoint-wise, I feel like he blurred the lines between feminine and masculine, and I feel like he'd just be very interesting to talk about fashion with. And then for our next song, this is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Now we have a bit of a weird question. What decade could you guys live in if you weren't born in this decade or century?
Okay, so I guess I'd live in the 1990s. I really like the style and the music. I thought the fashion really cool in the 90s.
So this is a little weird. I would be born in the 50s or 60s so that I could grow up during the 70s and 80s just because, I mean, all these great songs were from the 70s and 80s and just the music from that time period is amazing.
And for me, it would be either the 17th or the 18th century because I would love to grow up wearing the dresses and the fashion that they were in. It would be really cool.
Mine would definitely be the Roaring 20s. I love the flapper dress and just everything about that time period. So that's why. For this next song, it is Walk This Way by Aerosmith, and it's just a very fun, funky song to get down to.
So this is our next topic, and it's about pet peeves. And I thought about this because of my sister, my oldest sister. She always interrupts me when I say something or we're talking about something. And so, yeah, interrupting is my biggest pet peeve.
My biggest pet peeve would be tardiness. It just really bothers me. My brother is so bad for doing this, and it annoys me so bad. And I'm just always on time or early because it stresses me out to be late.
I have a few. Just the main one is like chewing. And when people aren't thoughtful and they don't think about other people in the room.
I don't really have any. I'm accepting of all
people.
She's
lying.
No, I'm not. Anyway, this next song is a personal favorite of mine. Madison?
This next song is You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. And it's just a really fun song, especially to club too.
so our next topic is what we love about other people as a quick reverse from pet peeves. So I love when people see something and I'm not with them. They see something that reminds them of me and they let me know. I think it's really sweet and thoughtful.
So I just love to hear about other people's passions. Just whenever they're passionate about something, I find it so cool to just sit there and watch them and how their body language changes. Even if they're talking about worms and they're excited about worms, it's just so fun to listen to.
Worms, great one, Rhea.
Thank you.
My favorite thing about people is when they're confident and really quirky. So when people are quirky, I love that about them.
Aw, thanks, Terry.
I wasn't talking about you, Rhea. I'm just kidding.
I just don't really like people, so I don't.
Really. And we're rooming with her, folks. And we're people.
It just takes me a while to like warm up to people and like really get to know them, but I don't know what I really like about people.
We agree to that.
We agree.
I just don't really care, I guess. So going into this next song, this is Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
From previous episodes, the four of us are actually roommates here in Cortona, and we've told you about how we got to be roommates, but we haven't told you really why we chose each other as roommates. So for me, I actually didn't ask any of them. They all asked me, which says a lot about my sparkling personality. But Terry actually asked me as we were sitting in the Italy airport, and gee, her confidence really took me by surprise because it was our first day. And she was like, do you want to be roommates? And I was like, you know what? Okay. And yeah.
I knew I liked them because I sat next to Terry and Rhea on the plane. I was in the middle, and we had really a lot of fun talking. Rhea and I had great conversation, and Terry would chime in, and it was amazing. And then we also, it wasn't awkward when we were quiet, so I liked it both ways.
So mine would be the opposite. When I walked into the airport, I ran into Rhea, and this was like our second encounter, and it was so much fun. I met her, and we talked constantly. We talked from the security to all the way sitting, and until I asked her to be my roommate, because I knew that she was sitting next to Jordan, and I didn't know how many people could be in a room together. I was like, nah, I gotta steal this one up real quick. And so I asked Rhea to be my roommate, and then so forth and on.
I went after Terry because we had vessels together in global sourcing in the spring. It's like I knew her, but I didn't know her. And then like Jordan and Rhea just came with her. Yeah. And that's how.
A package deal.
That's right.
She was confident. Madison was so confident. I loved it. I was like, yes.
I did. I got her at a restaurant. It was just me and her. We did go eat.
It was like a date.
I was like, so the roommate situation. And then I put down Rhea and Jordan as well.
And here we are 2 months later, the bestest of friends.
Yes. Okay, so for this next song, this is Every Breath You Take by The Police. And I absolutely love the song.
Single day.
Okay, folks, welcome back. So in our last radio show, we talked about how when Jordan visits us in Athens, what we're going to take her to do. So now I'm going to hand it over to her so she can talk about what she's going to let us do in Greenville.
Okay, since we all love food, I would take you to some of my favorite ice cream shops, probably downtown, and then some coffee shops in West Greenville. We can check out the art scene too, all around Greenville. It'll be nice.
That sounds like such a fun time. I'm very excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this next song, it is Sweet Child O' Mine by Guns N' Roses.
I love this song.
Thank you.
Wow. I love that song. That is one of my all-time favorites. It's also one of my dad's all-time favorites, which is my next question. What is one song that reminds you guys of your childhood or just linked to your childhood or just makes you feel young again, younger than 20, I guess?
Mine would be Our Song by Taylor Swift. I just remember singing it in my room and just continuously singing Our Song's a Slim Green Door and just loving it. And I love Taylor Swift, if y'all couldn't tell.
So I love Guns N' Roses, but the song that reminds me the most of my childhood is Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. My dad played that song all the time. We listened to it all the time. And he would also tell the story about how the first time he heard that song, he just had to go out and buy a guitar and learn the song because the song made him want to play guitar. Fun fact, he still does not know how to play the guitar 20, 30 years later. But yeah, the thought was there.
One of my favorite songs from my childhood is called Love Dust by Luna. It reminds me of riding to school with my dad in the morning and going down this really fast hill and then hitting a bump that made it seem like a roller coaster.
Mine is not a song. It's actually an album. It is Hysteria from Def Leppard. My mom, that's like the only CD she would ever play in the car when me and my brother were growing up. So it's like all of those songs bring back great memories. And then for this next song, this is Kiss by Prince.
Still don't. You don't need experience to
kiss.
All right, guys. So our next question would be, if you could build your dream boyfriend, what would he be like and why?
And so mine would be loyal, quirky, ambitious, and super funny. And that would be my dream guy.
He's just got to have a sense of humor, but like the right sense of humor, not dad jokes. Like,
I love dad jokes. They're the best.
Well, you can take all the dad joke boys and I'll take all the other ones.
Sounds good.
I guess I would want someone who's outgoing, but also knows when to be quiet and just like relax.
I don't know what mine would be like. I guess athletic. I do like him athletic.
She likes some sports people, y'all.
I do. Really like
sports guys.
She
goes to UGA.
So for this next song, it's actually from my mom. It's Pour Some Sugar on Me from Def Leppard, and I hope she enjoys it.
We'll be right back.
Okay, guys, before we kick it off with our last song, we just wanted to thank you guys for tuning in. And a big thank you to Andrea for the keychains. And a thank you to the other Andrea for making us laugh during this last episode.
Oh, okay, so for this next song, this is by far like one of my most favorite songs on the playlist. This is Faithfully by Journey.
Bye,
bye
guys.
Bye. See ya.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart.